Hey, before we begin the show, I thought I'd take this moment for a very quick Patreon update. If you're not a member, this is the month to join the TSD Patreon, as we have two new shows premiering in August. Up first, Cartoon Tunes. This is a show I'm really hoping gets good feedback, as I'd love to do 100 episodes. The premise is simple. I, along with a TSD Town member and Teddy, drive to a car hop eatery and talk cartoons and music tunes. Based upon an idea by Brian Rupert, who is also filming and editing the show. And I want to congratulate the Rupert family upon the arrival of the newest addition to the family, Vivian. Also debuting in August is the premiere episode of the comic book game show, Beat the Baron. If you liked Elephants in the Room, then you should love Beat the Baron. A ton of work by myself and Chuck has gone into it, and I really think it shows. And the $5 tier will be getting the video for Beat the Baron, Episode 1. So just these two episodes alone, I think, are worth the $5 it takes to join the TSD Patreon in August. But you not only get those two episodes, you also get more TSD content than you can shake a stick at. So I implore you, if you want to join up, don't try shaking your stick. Just stop. It's not worth the embarrassment. You look like a fool. All right, let's start the show. Killer!
Yeah.
Killer!
Yes!
Yeah!
Finally!
Wag your finger the other way, because I don't give a fuck.
That's homegrown American talent.
Tell 'em, Steve Dave.
Hello and welcome to this week's edition of Tell 'em, Steve Dave. Here with Q.
What's going on?
Here with Will. I don't want to put any pressure on my. Last week I opened with that high energy.
Oh, yeah.
And then had to keep it up the whole time. So if I start with real low energy, anything right. That, you know. Goes up.
Well, you build to a crescendo.
Yeah. And people are like, yeah.
Or you got to have like a vein popping out of your forehead by the end.
Right. Yeah. It has to look dangerous and pulsating. Well, Q is a hard out today.
Not that hard. It's a 3-hour window, isn't it?
Well, he has a hard out because he's doing a little, things with some kittens.
Yeah, did I tell you about this?
You did, no, I heard about it. But I hear things. I hear things. Or I hear things around. This? You know.
Yeah, I got another kitten, Boris's newest niece, born in my yard, and she's been there 3 months now. And I captured her, Walt, and got her to the vet, which is always oddly emotional for me when I see those cats who trusted me for 3 months look at me, and now we're. Oh, the woman who did the cemetery worker from Five Stupid Questions at Q West.
Mm-hmm.
She's coming up. We're flying her. She can take the kitten.
Oh, okay.
Sheba, I'm calling her. And so we're flying her up. She's grabbing the kitten and then flying back to Alabama.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, yeah. It's pretty fucking cool, man, that she had.
They don't have any cats in Alabama, I guess. They got to get the special Q cat.
It's a BQ cat.
Yeah.
I mean,
comes with a certain pedigree.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, I'm paying for the flight and all that stuff, so it doesn't cost them anything.
I imagine. Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. It's like, you know, it's not, they can get a cat for free there, but they can get a cat for free here.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's true. It's free. Regard. They got a trip out of it.
They got a trip to New York out of it.
They got the hobnob of BQ.
Are you just meeting her at the airport and dropping the cat off?
No. They're staying overnight on Staten Island. So I'm going to the vet and then bring the vet over to the hotel.
Okay.
Not the vet, the cat over to the hotel. I'm excited. I'm excited. I'm glad. This cat was a solo kitten, Walt. So she was out there without playmates.
Mm-hmm. Now, you said it was Boris's niece.
Yes.
So what is this lineage then?
Well, Boris's half sister is the mother of this cat. Yeah.
And where was she?
She lives in my yard. She's lived in my yard for years. She's like 4 years, 3 or 4 years old at this point.
Is it uncommon for a cat to have only one kitten?
I don't know whether it was common. I haven't seen it yet. Usually I see two or three, mm-hmm. but this little Sheba was a little lonely kitten. And not the best mother in the world, if I'm going to be honest, as much as I love her mother. So she would leave her unattended to a lot. So I would go out there and give her water and stuff like that. But it is like I get psychotically wounded when I catch these animals because the look of fear in their eyes as they look at me, even though I know they're getting that princess life from here on out, yeah. I just feel like, oh, I just rocked this fucking cat's universe. And
They got a flight thing going on.
It sucks me off, dude. And like for the rest of the day, I'm like the Big Lebowski in front of my fireplace. Yeah. Strong men also cry.
30 seconds of terror for a lifetime of
pampered
privilege.
Yeah, it's like 4 days of terror.
Oh, 4 days.
Well, because then she goes in the vet and she doesn't, you know, never been inside before. The dogs are barking, you know, and then now a plane fucking trip to Alabama. You know, yeah. But once she's settled.
Like she'll be eating caviar, right?
She's in first class for sure.
Yeah, she is. Is she? Yeah, she is. Really wanted this because I like the person that's taking it to. Like
yeah.
She was really nice and stuff like that. So I'm excited.
That's cool.
Yeah. So, yeah, I gotta get out of here when I can. But who told you?
I hear things. I can't give you my sources.
Jeez Louise.
I like having little tabs on you guys. Yeah. You know, yeah, people tell me stuff.
Yeah, good day.
Little kitten, huh?
Yeah, little kitten. And a mom's pregnant again, so it's going to start all over again.
Can't catch the mom to get her neutered, or spayed, rather?
Every time I've caught her so far, she's already been pregnant. So it's like,
can't do it.
What, do you want to abort these kittens? And I'm like, fuck no. Get the cat back. Yeah. So they do abort kittens. I hate it. But what are you going
to
do?
It's a very pro-life stance from Vicky. I love that.
We're going to get fucking.
No. Oh, well, yeah, maybe. There might be some people.
Some hardcore.
If it made you feel better, you could scrape out all the humans you want. And I don't really care. But you come to me with a kitten and I'm like, not on my watch. Yeah.
Father Lance just upped his Patreon tier after he heard that tirade about you and your anti-abortion tirade. He's at the $100 tier right now.
Isn't there more I can give?
We got to create an extra tier.
Pro cat life tier,
Oh, boy. There's so much going on this week, Q. There was the Ozzy funeral procession. Did you see it?
I haven't seen nothing on it.
Oh, boy. There were a lot of people. It was like the Queen died.
Wow. Good.
They had like a little marching band playing Black Sabbath songs ahead of the hearse. And then there was a hearse and like fucking 10 cars behind it. And
was
people
he in a
just
glass coffin or something cool like that?
No, it did have a coffin that said Ozzy on the side, right, though, in purple. And the people lining the streets, dude, thousands and thousands and thousands of people. Birmingham, yeah.
Wow.
So we got a good send-off.
Was it like a star-studded event attended by all the big name metal names?
All I saw in the little piece that I saw was Sharon and the kids. Mm. Otherwise, yeah, they didn't really. The things I saw were just a procession. And then Sharon and the kids at the funeral looking pretty upset.
You think they'll give you a procession in New Jersey when you go?
Huh. I'm thinking probably
in Highlands, at least.
In Highlands?
What about through the Airport Plaza parking lot?
There you go.
Just a quick, one circle.
Get them in Walt, ahead of the hearse.
We go to the KFC drive-thru.
We don't even need. I'll just throw you in the back seat of the Crown Vic. We'll just sit you up and like drive around in circles.
Like a string on my hand, so it looks like I'm waving. His eyes don't look too good.
Yeah, I think the right one's rotted out already. How long's this been?
Yeah, so goodbye, Ozzy.
Bye, Ozzy.
Goodbye, Ozzy. Went to the Monmouth County Fair, Walt.
Oh, boy, it was a torture test with the heat this week.
Well, the first night we went on, what was it? It would have been Friday evening. We were like, all right, it'll be a little bit cooler at night, so we'll go a Friday evening. Mm-hmm. We get there, we're walking up to buy the tickets, and then there are people turning around and walking back towards us, and they're like, yeah, they're closed.
Is it the heat?
because of potential storms. Because it rained that night. So I guess they're like, anytime there's a storm within 20 miles or 3 hours, they have to close down the fair.
I wonder why. I bet you something must have happened at another
at some
fair.
Point. Lightning, yeah. Or some shit. So we went back the next day. We took off. We went back the next day, and it was just as brutally hot.
Where'd you take off from?
And we took off from the fair. We like left the fair. Okay. Yeah, sorry.
You took off like, where did you take off from, both of you? I'm dying to know what you took off from.
I had some drugs in the car. I fucking blasted off. Yeah, blasted off as those guys waited in the back seat.
Okay, so you went on Saturday.
So we left and we went Saturday. Night? And no, we went during the day.
Oh, boy. Yeah, we went during the day. Yep.
95 degrees. Looking for any patch of shade. The good thing is there weren't a lot of people there. So, like, Sage didn't have to wait long for the rides or anything.
Yeah, 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 yeah.
The bad part was, yeah, you were waiting in the brutal sun.
My fucking pool was 96 degrees.
Wow, just from the
heat? Just from the sun? I actually drained water out and put cold water in from the hose, brought it down to like a chilly 91. It was crazy. I was like, it's like a stew. It was so fucking hot.
Yeah, it was warm out there.
Yeah, it's going to be like that a few more days too, right?
No, I think it's it. I think today's it. Yep.
Supposed to be bad storms today.
Yeah, and then it's like really? Down to like in the 70s.
Motherfucker, I just washed the Crown Vic. I was outside scrubbing it. My shirt off in the driveway like it was the 80s.
Nice.
Yeah, it was nice.
Did you guys watch the pig races?
We didn't see any pig races. In fact, yeah, we didn't see any kind
turtle
of,
races.
We didn't see any turtle races, yeah, nothing like that. They might have been later on in the day.
When did you last go to the fair? They do that at the
Richmond County Fair. They paint the numbers on the back of the shell. And,
you know, let them race?
Yeah.
A fucking race to salmonella fucking poisoning.
Well, we don't, yeah. No, we don't handle it. We don't, one, we don't handle them at all.
Someone's got to handle them.
We don't handle them with our mouths.
Well, you don't kiss the winner as you crunch the
fish. I do, yeah.
There was one ride though. It was the Alpine slide. It's like, you know, it goes around in the circle.
Yeah.
And it must be an old ride because the images are like all of like snow and mountains and stuff like that, but it's all hot chicks.
Yeah.
It's all like yeah, blondes with uh-huh, like cut stomachs and the the ski suit like buttoned down to their cleavage.
Someone then knows what they're doing.
Somebody knows. Or somebody's like, I'm not paying for a new one. Like, yeah, I'll take yeah, the I'll pay, take that. The complaints.
Not investing any money in updating
the old Alpine
the
slide
of the ride.
This ride is woke now.
Mm-hmm.
Did you get any kernel corn?
We got
funnel cake.
Got some funnel cake.
Nice.
Got three slices of pizza and three sodas. It was $51.
Holy shit.
I couldn't believe it. I was like, I'm sorry, what? Like, I literally had to do a double take.
That is
51.
Insane. Yeah. $51
for 51 three bucks for three slices and three sodas.
I went last year and they had a Chick-fil-A truck.
Mm. Oh, that would have been dreamy.
Right? And I'm like, well, the lines for everything else were rather long. And I'm like, I know I like Chick-fil-A. It's a safe bet. But the prices for a Chick-fil-A at the fair didn't reflect what they would be at the regular right, joints, because it was like, you know, $20 for six nuggets.
Right.
That's such bullshit, man.
Yeah, I guess they must charge them a lot for that space that they rent out, you know?
That sucks.
Yeah. So, oh, speaking of sexy women, I need to figure out, this will be a good test to find out whether Q is a Nazi.
Oh!
Or if you can just appreciate a fine lady in some jeans.
I could already answer a few before you even throw that. You talk about Sydney Sweeney?
Talking about the Sydney Sweeney debacle.
These people can't stop fucking putting their own gun in their mouth and pulling the trigger.
They can't stop.
I saw the headline and I was like, Jesus Christ. They're still trying this. The finger wagging is still like they're still over this.
Yeah, and I think people are like, wag your finger the other way because I don't give a fuck.
We're finally there where people are like,
I don't even know what you guys are talking about.
Oh, you're not aware of this?
Sweezy and
Sydney Sweeney, hot actress.
That's her, saving America. I thought she was one of America's greatest hopes before this happened.
Well known for her luscious boobs. She doesn't make any bones about it.
She's fucking making money. She's the one that sold bathwater soap.
Oh, okay. I thought that was Gwyneth.
Yeah. And also extremely talented, must be said. Good actress.
Okay. So what's the issue?
The issue is that this, while looking like a sexy woman selling some jeans is actually Nazi propaganda.
How so?
Because you're still looking at a beautiful white woman with blonde hair saying that she has great jeans.
Oh, you know what? Okay, you know what? Yeah, that's problemsome.
Yeah.
Why? No, why is that? Because you can put anybody else in there. She does have good genes, though. Like, why are we arguing what's obvious?
Because that was one of the Nazi talking points, though.
It was also one of the American talking points in the beginning of the 20th century.
I mean, it's just also a dude with boner talking points. Yes. Like, it's got nothing to do with anything.
Yeah. Okay. You know what? That ad copy, if it was anything –
I mean, if it was white denim, I'd be like, I don't know, guys.
I could see it. I could see someone like getting – that's really – it's really in poor taste. It's not the model. It's not her fault, but it's the American Eagle PR company or the ad –
Well, their stock went up about 20%, so yeah, I don't know that it is a bad move.
Yeah. It seems like – because American Eagle was not a brand that everyone was like, hey, American Eagle.
Right.
It's like, and now it's kind of come back.
I saw it and I was like, I can't believe they're still doing this. Like, yeah, they're still doing this.
You don't get the connection to the with the.
Look, you could force a connection through anything. No, I don't. I got to be honest. I don't care.
I didn't get it at first until Brian told me, but then it was like, holy shit. You know,
this isn't woke.
Yeah, but it doesn't mean anything. It means that she's a fantastic looking woman. She's got great genes.
Yeah, but I can.
Now, if you did
that's it, man.
Poor taste, though. The phrasing of the slogan.
Would it be in poor taste if it wasn't a beautiful white girl? Like, say it was Lizzo.
Probably not.
Why not? Because she doesn't have great genes.
Who?
Lizzo.
Well, how do we know this one does?
Are your eyes open?
Yeah, put your glasses on.
Yeah, you're looking at.
So you think her mom looks like that? You think her grandma looks like that? You think
presently
great grandmother?
Presently, who knows? Probably
I think
that's
not. A lot of fucking plastic surgery. Probably
no fucking way. That's homegrown American talent.
It's probably a lot of fucking.
There's her mom.
Hours under
Mom's
the knife.
Beautiful. she's like 22. 20. Yeah.
A lot of liposuction and filter and camera filters.
Zero.
And probably fake tits too.
No, now that's heresy. Sure. Now,
you're being offensive, yeah. Sir.
I'm gonna wag my finger at you.
Yeah,
you think they're fucking real?
Yeah.
Would it make a difference if it were?
Not at all.
Right. So, but.
But she's never real. But like, to be also clear, like I've never seen her show or anything like that. So all I get to see is the fantastic photos that people throw on the internet.
It's not her fault though. I feel bad for her if she's taking a lot of flack, unneeded flack for this.
Yeah.
And if it causes her to not get some gigs, I feel horrible for her. But this is American Eagle, and they have to pay the toll for poor judgment here.
Well, there was something interesting.
Well, you convinced me. I'm totally turned around on this, Walter.
Trump put out a statement on Twitter or X or what his Truth Social, whatever platform he's on. And he was basically like, fuck all you guys wagging your fingers. Sydney Sweeney's an American treasure. It
Why?
Was fucking great.
Because she's pretty?
It was fucking great. Yeah,
why,
just to see that. And I'm like, I wonder if Sydney Sweeney's like,
yeah, exactly. You know, she's like,
guys.
Oh, God. No. The face of like her, the horror on her face when she saw that on social media that the president said that.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's not a great endorsement. Yeah. Absolutely.
Who knows what the politics are? Maybe she's like, great.
Yeah, but you know she's going to pay a price for this.
I don't think she is.
Somewhere down
the line. I think it's so ridiculous that people are like – I think everybody's rolling their eyes at finger wagging these days anyway. And I think that I'm surprised that they even fucking took this swing at her because I was like, guys, you seem so – everything going on in the world. And you guys are still fucking trying this shit?
You got to hear his tweet. Many Democrats and Democratic supporters have been criticizing the American Eagle Company, which is one of the great patriotic names for a company, for its latest ad campaign to sell blue jeans starring the beautiful and talented Sydney Sweeney. These online crybabies are calling the company and Sydney fascists. Totally ridiculous. Selling blue jeans is about as American as it can get, if we're being totally honest. Maybe if these fat, ugly losers spent more time working on themselves They wouldn't be so angry about everything. MAGA.
If he had ended it.
Do you see how fat he is? Like, how does he have the balls to be like, you're fat? How does he call anybody fat?
It's so fucking funny.
If he just like ended these tweets halfway through, he'd be in much better position.
Yeah. It's usually the second paragraph or the second thought in his head. That's like, yeah.
Well, I didn't hear her call American treasure, though.
No, but the great and talented American, or Sydney Sweeney.
Oh, my God.
Well, hopefully it won't.
Fat, ugly losers?
Yeah.
Well, hopefully it won't stain her and really cause her career to, crater.
Right.
Because it's not her fault.
Well, if she stopped getting work, I mean, I'm sure she went on OnlyFans and make a billion times more than Sega. I think Sydney Sweeney's going to be okay.
Yeah, I think she'll do all right.
Did you see Fantastic Four?
I did. You loved it.
Did you see it, Brian?
I did not go see it. No, sorry.
10 out of 10. A love letter to Jack Kirby.
Wow.
I was absolutely 10 out of 10 is absolutely flawless. Moved.
A movie where Johnny Storm figured out an alien language on his own in 2 days, you're given a flawless 10 out of 10.
I found nothing that I can be upset about. And I know I'm like the boy who cried wolf because last week I said I was going to love everything, but I legitimately love this.
Sometimes even I can't tell when you're fucking.
I loved it.
Really?
I loved it. But I liked it.
I'm surprised it's 10 out of 10. Not that you liked it, because I did like it.
I couldn't find anything I didn't like about it. Like, the tone was absolutely perfect. Like, so grim.
Wow. You didn't think that – I don't want to spoil it.
And hopeful at the same time.
I'm telling you, I'm a fan of the movie. I'm just like, you didn't think that, like, Galactus got defeated a little too easily? Wouldn't you have liked to see Galactus maybe destroy another planet before he got –
I don't think he's defeated, though.
No, I know, but...
Yeah, I think, I don't know.
But for the purpose of this movie...
No, I mean,
they were like, step here!
It was everything
that, we got him, guys!
And, you know...
Like, no... What's... he didn't have the fucking...
Ultimate Nullifier?
Yeah, the Nullifier. Like, you didn't...
I don't think you could do the Ultimate Nullifier and pull it off.
I don't know. Why not? It's a different universe. You tie it into the Infinity Gems of that universe or something, you could pull it off. Look, I liked it. I'm shocked.
You didn't
at the
like
10
it
out
as much as Superman?
I don't know that I liked it as much as Superman. But I love Superman. Just seeing Superman's enough for me to get like
I am like as much as you were stunned by my lukewarm reception to Superman. Yeah. I am stunned by your kind of lukewarm.
It's not lukewarm. I liked the movie a lot.
Tepid.
It's not that tepid. I liked it. I actually went to see it, like, after it ended, I went to go sit in it.
You saw it twice?
I saw it, like, because I wanted to hear the music. Like, the music was
so
fucking
good.
Awesome. So I was like, I want to see it again and just pay attention to the music. And I was like, the music was fucking
awesome. The score
awesome.
Was fucking
Yeah, the score
brilliant.
Was great. No, I really love the movie.
The art design is absolutely deserving of multiple Oscars.
And when fucking... They took out Herbie's like household tape and put in the space tape. I was like, what a great fucking detail. And I was like, what a great detail.
Some of my favorite moments though, like I almost like stood up in my chair and fucking screamed at the top of my lungs like I saw a helicopter. was when they're in the spaceship and they're trying to get away from the surfer.
Yeah.
And Sue Storm goes, kill her! Kill her! I was like,
yeah,
finally.
And Johnny tries to kill her.
Yeah,
I know. I was like, fucking awesome.
Yeah, because it was just everything like what a mother would do.
Yeah,
to defend her child. It was perfectly. Yeah. The tone. I love the coming together of the world is like we have to work together. Never has in history has every nation come together to form.
Yeah, yeah.
An allegiance to,
the fact that they pulled that off was the only unrealistic thing. I was like, everybody's got on board with this.
I thought it was stunning at times. I wish it could have been 5 hours long or at least 4 hours long. Because it would have been nice. Fantastic Four was 4 hours long, I thought.
An hour for each member.
Yeah.
But like all this stuff.
How long was
like,
it about to?
Yeah, I think it was barely like a little over two.
It was about a two. It was like an hour and
I heard they cut a whole bunch out though. They cut a gigantic red ghost battle.
Okay. You like the take on the Mole Man, huh? I did. I was when I was watching it, I was thinking you wouldn't like it.
It was fine.
They didn't even have any moloids. Like they didn't show any. I was like, why would they not do that? But
I felt he could have been a little bit more homely.
Okay.
That would have been nice because the Mole Man was such a
weird looking, strange
looking person. But I could live with it.
Yeah.
There was. I didn't really like the beard either on the thing, but. Again, small little thing could not damper my enthusiasm for how many things that they hit perfectly, how many times they hit home runs with Reed, Pedro Pascal.
He looked good. The stretching looked good, man. When they did it, I was like, wow, they pulled it off, because that's a big concern.
And his infuriating monotone cold clinical outlook on everything. Like you could see how people would be frustrated with somebody who has that much of an intelligence but is also has no emotions behind it.
Yeah.
I thought it was great. Oh yeah.
I thought it was a little weird that the first thing they admitted when they got off the plane was just like that he wants our baby and we could save you all. I was like, I would have kept that info on the side pocket for a little bit.
Well, they're heroes, man. They don't they don't lie.
No, but you know,
you don't have to tell either, though, right?
Yeah. Yeah. But I thought it was, I liked it. I liked it. I liked it a lot.
I like people who were mad at me about my take on Lois Lane. I mean, that's how you do a strong female character. So much, she was stronger than all three of the members, and it was fucking perfectly handled. Whereas she is fucking dope with the way she went after Galactus. She was awesome in the movie.
She was great. She did.
I thought the Silver Surfer was great too.
How great did her skin look? Like, I thought they nailed that skin, looked like real moving.
What are you trying to make up for?
Nothing. I really loved it.
No, the movie's good.
I really loved it. Like
they nailed so much about Galactus, and it was such a trip to see him displayed that accurately on screen. But I did think he got dispatched a little too easily. I was like, it's fucking Galactus, man.
But they only got him to go into. They only moved him. I know I'm giving away paper, but I want to know. But they only moved him like a foot to fall into a pool.
No, that's
so he's
not
coming
true.
Back. Well, they didn't really defeat him. It took.
Yeah, but you just saw that one. Like to me, it's just like you know he destroyed the planet, right? And I thought that the ship they used for him wasn't as cool as the ship in the comics. I was like, why don't they fucking do that? Do that? What is it called? The Norris 2 or the
something like that. Something 2. Yeah. Fucking. I think he's coming back hopefully in a big bad way in the next ones, and he's the. Like he's probably going to be the ultimate Thanos then.
But I mean, it's hard to talk about without wanting to ruin it. But like, so you think that when they shot him into that thing, he went into another universe?
Yeah.
Or he just went to because they said they were just transporting him to parts unknown,
far out into space. I think he's coming back. It would be, but there's already a crime if they don't.
Probably already a Galactus in the main universe already, though.
Oh yeah, that's right.
Because they have Celestials. Because they showed the Celestials already in Eternals.
It would be strange though to follow up a Galactus movie with another Galactus movie, though, right?
That's what I'm like. That's what I'm saying.
We might not see him. Maybe we don't.
You know what I'm saying? Like I'm like, like show him destroying one more planet instead of just I don't know. But he would look awesome, and it was fucking great.
I just love the tone of it though. That like that 60s Art Deco.
Yeah, look cool.
The whole thing. I don't know why they took out Alicia Masters and didn't have Ben fall in love with an Alicia, but it's a small thing. I don't know why.
I don't know why they had any sort of romance thing in the movie at all that didn't pay off. Like it just like she was there one scene and then she wasn't there again. I'm like, what's the point? And why get rid of Alicia Masters? Right. She's blind.
Why not make her Alicia then? I don't those are things that, unless he finds Alicia in our world or the MCU.
Who knows?
Yeah. But I loved it. And that sucks that it comes on the heels of me saying I was going to love everything. And now people might not believe me, but.
Well, I believe you.
Yeah. That's all that matters then.
So anybody, like anybody listening, like I get caught in Walt's rope-a-dopes as well. So you're not alone out there, but I do believe him on this one. Yeah. It's not like Ghostbusters 2016. I'm like, I know this motherfucker doesn't mean what he's saying, not a single word.
I can't. What's the next Marvel movie then? Is it Spider-Man?
I think so.
Yeah. It's going to be tough for me now to come off of that cosmic space and to come on a street level hero, though.
Nah, it's Spider-Man.
I know, but we've seen a bunch of Spider-Man movies. I wish we could see another Fantastic Four movie immediately.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, they're going to be in the Avengers movie, those two, so you'll see them, I guess. Well,
I read that Pedro Pascal is now the face of MCU, basically.
He killed it.
He
killed it. He was great.
He's so annoying in real life. I can't take him.
Is he? I don't really follow that stuff, so I don't know what he is like in real life. As far as I'm concerned, just like the guy who played Dante is Dante. I don't even remember his real name.
Oh, Brian O'Halloran. You're not a real person.
Guy you've known for decades.
After 30 years. Yeah.
Just as Brian O'Halloran is Dante to me and always will be, Pedro is Reed Richards.
He's just Reed Richards now? Reed Richards. Yeah. Wow, he's that good, huh?
He even had the white hair, which I love. Yeah. So I was like, oh, yeah, it's cool. He did a good job.
But I felt the parallels, like, you know, when I deal on a daily basis with a very frustrating genius.
Yes.
So
yes.
When I see, I could see how, you know, you have to deal with that kind of knowledge and that calculations that are always right on, spot on, it can get frustrating.
Yeah, you feel small. And,
yeah.
And who are you in this situation? You're just a regular guy?
Yeah.
Oh, you're not even part of the Fantastic Four?
No, it's about when I deal with him.
Right, yeah. That's what I mean.
Yeah, the Johnny Storm language thing didn't bother
me at all. Didn't bother me at all.
I was like, really? Reed can just have a program that does this in 10 seconds.
Yeah, but then I just like that Johnny was motivated. Instead of just being like a – what role does he fill then other than being a hothead?
I thought he was going to be trying to fuck the Silver Surfer.
He was trying.
I know. I was like, there's the story. I'm like, get him to try to fuck the Silver Surfer. Like, that's what I want to see. But no, she, you know, I would have preferred Norrin Radd. It's a bummer that he's not in his own movie.
I think it worked better with her.
I don't think it worked better with her, but I thought her skin, the skin effects looked cool.
Well, then you wouldn't have Johnny trying to really be motivated to find out the language. If it's a dude, he doesn't care. But if it's a girl, he's like, oh, I want to get with her. So let me find out how she's, her language.
I don't think his motivation should have been something that Reed could figure out in 10 seconds on his own.
He's too busy trying to figure a way to stop Galactus.
He built a new spacesuit in between scenes. He doesn't have a fucking grow another brain and work on the thing. I don't know, little things like that, but I did enjoy it. And again, the music, I came and then I got home. I listened to the soundtrack. I was like, oh, it just sounds so fucking cool. Like an iconic, an instantly iconic.
What is your favorite era of Fantastic Four comics for you? Like what's your era where you look at and you're like, this is my favorite point.
It's probably going to be when Sue had that costume that everybody hates.
With the fucking triangle?
Yeah,
with
that
the
one.
Tits,
yeah,
like
that
Power
one.
Girl?
That's my favorite one.
Oh my God. where it was like a
she's wearing lingerie. Yeah. I think that's my Sue Storm. No problem with it. Bring it over Marvel, not me. They're the ones that made it.
where her legs are bare and her arms are bare.
Everything's bare.
It's a baby.
She's Sydney Sweeney. Yeah. She's got great jeans. I guess, man, you know, the 80s, like the whole Power Pack era and stuff like that. I know that that's not Fantastic Four, but that kind of era, the.
So who was the, do you know who the creative team was?
I never really was the biggest Fantastic Four.
Did you do a deep dive into the FF?
No, I read them. I read them monthly, but I, like when Dr. Doom stole the kid and stuff like that, like I know storylines, but I wouldn't say there's like a version of the Fantastic Four that I love more than any other one because they were just never really my, they're like X-Men. Like I'm aware, you know what I mean? Like I never really got into X-Men. Same thing with Fantastic Four a bunch, but I read it at the same time. So I don't know what I'm saying right now. I just buy shit and read it mindlessly. But if you're asking me what my favorite Fantastic Four costume is, it's definitely that one.
Wow. Yeah, that's – you're not going to find many who point to that era. Well,
maybe not that
admitted.
But that's a woman claiming her own sexuality, and I love that.
Yeah, but that's like Mrs. Brady putting on a thong and prating around fucking
all right. House. Right it is. Go on.
It's not right. It's not right that Sue Storm should be sexualized like that.
Or really?
Sue Richards.
It's her choice.
She's a mom. You shouldn't. Yeah, that was a bad, that was a dark era for Marvel.
I just want everybody to be looking it up.
You can sexualize a mom, can't you? That?
But it's not right. She was like the wholesome mom.
I mean, wasn't she like the ditzy, like in the 60s and stuff? Yeah. She was like, Reed, what are we doing now? Yeah. Oh.
But that's kind of in line for how you know, chicks were in the 60s. And
how they were.
Broads and dames. Yeah. You know, they looked to their husbands for guidance.
You remember how much the world sucked in the 60s?
No.
Oh, you know?
One of the things I watch on TV looks awesome. Laughing.
Yeah.
You know, but what do I know? I was watching it a decade after it happened.
Yeah. Goldie Hawn did look good.
Oh, yeah.
Who's the other one? Who's the goofy one? There was Goldie Hawn, but there was like a goofy looking
Ruth
lady.
Ruth Buzzy?
Ruth Buzzy, yeah. She just died not too long ago.
Yeah. Not as memorable. Well, she was memorable, but they didn't make her dance in a bikini with all tattoos.
Oh, yeah, and flowers painted on her and stuff.
They just put her in a hairnet and made her bop.
Made her act old. Yeah. Where's my bikini? Well, Ruth. We have a different idea for you. Let's see. What else do I got here? Oh,
Wait, did you look up the Sue Storm thing?
No.
Get him. Put it up on the screen. I do want Brian's fucking.
Okay, my take on this.
Yeah. I'm surprised.
Some sexy Sue Storm action. This is when she was a mom, you said, Walt?
Oh, definitely. She has a daughter at this point, too.
Yeah, Valeria. Yeah, she's it's a shocking that they made the choice to make this. It's
ridiculous.
What year would this have been?
94.
Yeah, that's it, but there's better shots of it.
Yeah, well, there's more egregious.
Yeah, like, that's kind of a tame
shot. Oh, look at those thigh highs.
You see where the cleavage is? Where you see the four is missing?
Yes.
The
four is cut out. There it is.
Look at that. That's brutal.
Wow.
In front of her son.
Yeah. And it definitely, and when you see a back shot of it, it's like creeping up her crack.
Really?
Yeah.
How long did they keep this design for?
Not very long.
No.
Yeah, it was not universally beloved.
So they didn't use it in the movie?
No. I mean, it would be fucking something if they did. It sure would. Yeah. I mean.
That's something else, man.
Like I said, it's like, what was the mom's name in Brady Bunch? I can't remember.
Carol.
It'd be like Carol Brady parading around in a thong and a fucking, her tits pressed together and trying
in front of the kids.
In front of the kids. Yeah.
Oh, people hate that costume.
Awful.
It's consistently listed as like one of the worst costumes of all time.
Who designed it? Anybody
of
note?
Paul Ryan is the artist. Yeah. I'm not sure who the writer is in that era, though. It may even be Englehart.
I don't know.
Or Tom DeFalco.
Tom DeFalco, sure.
Oh, yeah. You know, that's
I know
was?
Tom DeFalco. No, oh, no, no. Oh, I know okay. Tom DeFalco. I didn't know the other.
DC Comics Bombshells.
Yeah.
Yeah. DC. It's
Marvel. Or Marvel, rather.
I didn't mind the Future Foundation
stuff. Yeah, it says DC there,
stuff.
Though.
Yeah, it does. Yeah. You didn't like what?
I didn't mind the Future Foundation stuff that they did, like when they had all the kids living in there in the Baxter building with them, and they had the white costumes, and Spider-Man was a member for a while.
Oh, yeah. That was a good run.
Yeah, that was a good run. I like that one.
That was many years. That was like almost 15 years later than this, though.
Oh, yeah. For sure. Wow. Anyway, sorry. I just wanted Brian to get out.
Oh, no, that's okay. Yeah, I like it. I might be one of the few people who does. Naked Gun.
Yeah.
You seem to be like you were in that age bracket of Naked Gun.
Fucking
like,
love Naked Gun.
Yeah, I wasn't. It's like an airplane movie, right?
It is.
I saw it once and I barely remember.
I don't know how, man. That first Naked Gun is one of the funniest things.
I got to rewatch?
Oh,
are you saying?
Absolutely, dude. The second one is great. And the third one I remember being where you were like, oh, it's still funny, but like we're starting to see the same jokes over and over again. But my God, that first Naked Gun is so fucking good.
You a Naked Gun fan, Walt? I don't really remember it that well.
I saw them. I don't remember them that well either. But, you know, we grew up with Airplane, so
yeah.
I can appreciate that absurdist comedy. I grew up with the TV show. I remember watching it.
Police Squad,
yeah. When it was on TV for a short.
There was only 8 episodes.
Yeah, that is an unbelievable trajectory, though.
That's crazy, right?
Like, for a TV show that could not fucking last more than 8 episodes, and then they're like, okay, we'll make a major motion picture out of it.
Yeah.
That is bonkers that a studio backed that, and it was the right move.
It was definitely the right move.
But that is some fucking long shot odds.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's when they could do shit like that back then. But fuck, man. I have a mix about this new one because I heard it's really good, but like, I've become friends with David Zucker.
Yeah, yeah.
And they cut him out of it.
Really?
So he's not involved in it. So like, even if it's good, there's a part of me that's just like, that's my boy, man.
Right.
You know what I mean? Like, how do you cut him out of his own creation? So.
Wait a minute, what?
He has wanted to make a Naked Gun movie for years.
And he was involved with the original
stuff? He wrote and directed all 3 of them.
How did you become friends with him? How old is this guy now?
He's in his probably late, early 70s now.
Really? How'd you meet him?
He's been on every one of the Joker's cruises.
Oh, really?
We did airplane screenings, Naked Gun screenings on the boat. I've been to his house.
You come to be in his circle?
I think he saw Impractical Jokers and said something publicly about how much he was like, love that show. And we reached out and we were like, holy shit. We sent him. Oh, no. That wasn't it. Oh, it's even better. We ran into him somewhere and he was like, my son watches the show. My daughter watches the show, but I haven't watched it. We sent him the DVDs and he wrote us this nice email about how funny he thought it was and really thoughtful stuff. And, we flew out to LA and had dinner with him, and we've just kind of been friends with him.
So you ran into him and you recognized him because he's not an actor, right? He's a
– No. Oh, there he is. That's him on Dinner Party. We had him on – you're going to love this gag that he's got coming up. You don't even need the volume.
Recognized him as – you're the guy from –
It was at a con or something like that. Oh, okay. Yeah, for sure. And then he – We sent him and we printed out the emails. I have the email he wrote and he signed it for me and it's framed in my office.
Oh, nice.
Yeah. But he's just a great guy.
So how come he wasn't allowed to be a part of the new one? Is it just age?
Because Hollywood is run by a bunch of fucking morons, I guess. But is
this ageism creeping in?
Maybe.
He's on the other side of 70.
But he wanted to do it. And he tried for years. Here it is. That happens for the rest of the interview. It's just so great. He's like telling the food's too cold and like get out of here. And she's bringing him martinis and stuff. He's just the fucking funniest. And he said to me once, he's like, nothing you can say or do will ever, ever insult me. And like, we just tried. We went after him with like fucking crazy shit. And he doesn't care. He's the best. Anyway, he wanted to make the movie for years and like they wouldn't let him do it. And then when they made it with these new guys, he wasn't involved. They cut him out completely. Oof. So it's like, come on, guys.
That's
like,
not cool.
You know, the guy's a legend. He made Airplane. He created Naked Gun. Like, how you guys cut him out? But I heard the movie is funny. So I'm torn.
My question about it was because Liam Neeson's in it.
Yeah.
Pamela Anderson's in it.
Yeah.
And now they're an item.
Nice.
Do you have to measure up if you're going to be with Pamela Anderson? You got Tommy Lee. Now you got Liam Neeson. These guys are well known for having giant hogs.
How old is Pamela Anderson now?
She's got to be 60, I think.
I think you got a little wiggle room at that point.
I can't imagine that's an important aspect at this point any longer.
You think it's just
– I think it's
58 years
she's
old.
She's looking for
– someone who's not a lunatic.
Yeah, she's looking for somebody with a big heart, not a big hog.
Right. But isn't he famously have a giant hog?
Yeah, that's what I mean.
Oh, so you're saying like the next person.
Maybe there won't be a next person.
Well, he's 73. Maybe
he's 73 and she's 58. Yeah.
You know, that's a 15-year swing. I mean – certain point.
He looks good for 73.
He's fucking amazing, yeah. Yeah.
Yeah, my point being that, yeah, she's known for going with guys with
Does it shrink as well-endowed? You get older, though?
Not so far.
Yeah, I hope that's not. Now you get me nervous.
I thought I heard that. Though,
I think because people put on weight and like the fat comes out and takes over.
That I can attest to.
Because if you squeeze that pouch down, you got another 2 inches.
Yeah, yeah.
It's important when you're measuring it for statistics' sake. Yeah.
But it's like, you know, you lose height. I heard as you grow older, so I thought that meant you also lose some of your
Wiener length,
length and girth.
I hope not.
Tell you what would be at that point? Would it matter?
Yeah,
at 70.
Always, I want the.
You don't think it's going to matter at 70? You don't think it's going to matter in 13 years? That seems soon.
No, I'm talking about like it's going to be minimal. It's like it's not like it's.
Oh, you're talking about the size.
Yeah.
Oh, okay, I thought you were talking about in general. Not caring about it at 70.
No, but I'm just saying, like, these changes.
Yeah.
Our changes are coming along.
they're almost not visible by the naked eye. You'd have to have, like, side-by-side pictures, I think, to be like, oh, yeah, wow, it was a little bit bigger back then.
I guess.
Yeah, so I wouldn't spend too much time fretting about it.
I never even thought about it until you brought it up now.
Well, yeah, hopefully you don't now.
That's all I was going to think about. Yeah. Doesn't care about cats anymore. Obsessing.
Oh, boy. Yeah, I remember his wife died and he was destroyed.
Didn't she crash into a tree or something? Was that her? Was she a skiing accident or something?
His wife, Natasha something, right?
Natasha Richardson. But I can't remember what happened.
We shared an agent or something at the time, and they were like, we don't know if he'll ever work again. He was apparently so in love with her and so happy with her when she went. He was – I mean, as I guess anybody who loses their wife's, you know, you would think
a beginner ski lesson.
Yeah, something like that.
At first, she refused any medical help but complained of a severe headache about 2 hours after the accident. If you hit your head – go to the fucking doctor immediately. Mm-hmm. Go to the ER immediately. My grandfather did the same thing. My mother's father, he was on a ladder. He was 58 years old. He fell off and hit his head. Didn't go to the doctor. Didn't go to the hospital. Next day, dead.
Oh, God, man.
You know?
Oh, God, it could all be over in any second.
Fall off a ladder, yeah. Bump your head. You don't know. And isn't that what happened to Bob? What's his name, too? The dude from Funniest Home Videos. The dude from Honey Funniest Home Videos, Bob.
Bob Saget.
Yeah, I can't remember. I kept thinking Siegel. Bob Saget. Yeah, he fell in his room and hit his head or something, like after a show.
Yeah. Oh my God.
Didn't Sonny Bono die too of that?
He smashed into a tree skiing. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh my God, man.
Yeah, Saget had blunt head trauma from an accidental blow to the back of the head, most likely from a fall, and it subsequently died from the resulting injuries.
Hmm.
He was also infected with COVID-19 at the time. Huh. Never heard that.
People loved him. I never got to meet him, but everybody I know that know him, like he was like the greatest dude.
That's what I've heard about him. He's a really nice guy, really funny guy outside of like
he's his, like comedians worshipped him.
Yeah, his career wasn't what he wanted it to be, even though it was pretty big fucking career. Yeah. He had two
other
major shows.
Guys from Full House?
No.
Oh, the way you said it, like I met everybody in full. Like,
no, I just wanted to say that I heard he was a good guy, but I didn't want to claim credit that I knew him. That's all. Yeah.
Yeah, because the way you were dropped out, I was like you had met the whole cast other than him.
No, I just heard he was a nice guy, but I don't want to make it seem like I knew him.
Well, what else we got here? Let's see. I don't know. Wow, this is all like stuff. Oh, that man that got sucked into the MRI machine. I further heard that it wasn't that he wasn't told. It's that he burst into a room that he shouldn't have been going into.
Burst in?
What do you mean? Yeah, he went into a room where
his wife was getting the MRI, and his wife called him in and said, can you help me out?
Oh, man.
And he walked in. And
with his big chain on.
Wow, that sucks.
Yeah,
helping his wife out and shit, and he dies.
Mm-hmm.
I'm surprised the chain wouldn't just be ripped off. Like, how fucking secure is that clasp? Like, what
20 pound chain, I'll bet you it's pretty thick. Thicker, yeah, like I'm surprised it didn't decapitate the guy. Like after it pulls him in and then like it's pulling on the necks.
That's
on,
why
on
I only buy like still. $5 chains.
Yeah.
You didn't need to get pulled into a fucking MRI machine, man.
No, my chain's going to snap before I go in. Yeah. It's like a little ball chain. Yeah. There's no way.
Yeah, that's like for dog tags. Yeah. Same with Get'em. Yeah. You guys are playing it smart.
That's what he told me not to do that. He said, don't buy a quality chain. He goes, buy a ball chain. Buy the cheapest one you can find.
There's a chalkboard with all sorts of equations written on it and shit. And at the end, it was just cheap ball chain. You're safe.
Teabag and Poop Cruise, all the stuff we already – I mean, I have evergreen shit from forever ago, but – nothing really happened to me this week.
How long have we been going?
47 minutes.
We got to keep going.
We got to crack on a little bit.
Yeah, I know.
Crack that hour.
Yeah. Let me scramble. Let me think about
that. Oh, Will Smith. I have that down. Have you seen Will Smith embarrassing himself lately?
What has he done? No, unless I've heard from him. He smacked Chris Rock.
Smacked Chris Rock and then went on to – now he's trying to reignite his rap career.
Ooh, how old is he?
I think he's about as old as me. I think he's like 57 or maybe – 56, somewhere in there. But I mean, if you see how he's doing it, it's pretty sad.
How's he doing it?
Like, he was down in the UK and he was doing this, his rap song where he's like, I like pretty girls, which is like maybe 40 years ago. You could have been rapping about that, but like an old guy rapping
saying
about
pretty girls. He's not saying like, corny. I like hot bitches.
It's corny though. It's corny.
Is corny, but I mean, rap's been a lot more fucking disrespectful to women than I like pretty girls.
I was going to say,
who doesn't like pretty girls?
Exactly. Why? Like, right.
The rap world has changed dramatically since he ruled the sales charts, right? With parents just don't understand. It has changed a lot.
Oh, sure.
So it's hard to conquer it again. But if anybody can, I think it's him.
You think so, huh? I'm predicting that he does not come back as a rapper.
Why does he want to?
I don't know, but he's just like, call it the bounce back because I'm bouncing back. Oh, I saw him like doing this rap and he rhymed bounce back maybe four times.
With bounce back?
With bounce back, yeah.
It's been a while.
Yeah, he's rusty.
To warm up.
He's rusty, I know.
What rhymes with rusty? But I mean, he's got to be rich beyond any need to care.
Oh, yeah.
So he's like, I don't give a fuck. You don't like it, don't buy it.
Then you're like Eddie Murphy, though. Like, remember, like, his girl liked to party all the time. Like, he was
that's a great song.
Oh, come on now.
That's a great song. Are you kidding me? You don't like that song?
At the time.
Rick James fucking produced that song.
Did he?
It sounds like a Rick James song.
Yeah it's awesome, dude. Wow.
But he was not like – people weren't like, okay, we respect Eddie Murphy for this song. It was a joke at the time.
Well, I don't remember that.
Why does –
I remember
curious,
it being a hit song.
Why does that annoy you though? Or not annoy you, but if it gets on your radar, like how come you don't want to see
Will Smith come back
and reclaim his throne?
I don't mind Will Smith coming back. I mind it in as much as like the way he's doing it is just goofy. It's like
well, maybe that's what rap needs now. We've gone from
well, they will never accept goofy. That they're we're not going back to goofy. It's not happening.
It's not for you to say what they're gonna do.
I'm not the one saying it.
What do you mean they?
Yeah.
It's not for you to say we're not going back.
Why not? Who's the two then? Why not me? Why is it for somebody else to say? Goofy with a fucking with a Ghostbusters sign through it. No more.
You want only hardcore rap for the rest of your days?
Oh, yeah.
But what about like MC Hammer's like the Addams Family rap? Yeah. You don't love that? Like,
can't touch this.
Can't touch this? You don't want to go back?
God, one of the greatest songs ever.
Fuck
put
yeah.
on wax.
Can't touch this. Okay, I'll give you that.
And the moves. The moves were unbelievable.
Flawless.
Yes.
Yeah.
Flawless maneuvering.
Then look at him. What did he do? He became a preacher. Spent all his money on horses.
I will say I'm upset with him for not bringing back Jazzy DJ.
Oh, whatever. DJ Jazzy Jeff?
Yeah.
So's DJ Jazzy Jeff.
What's that?
So's DJ Jazzy Jeff.
I bet. Yeah.
That would be a shot heard around the rap world, though, if both of them were like, we're both back.
We're getting goofy again, yo.
If he got on stage and opened with like Nightmare on My Street,
yeah,
like that Freddy Krueger one he did, like I would be like, holy shit, this is
it'd
awesome.
Be fun.
Yeah,
you could do it. Yeah, you could definitely.
Let's bring the fun back to rap.
Yeah.
No more shootings.
No more fucking thongs.
No more bitches and hoes.
No. You don't have to throw it all out. I mean, Wu-Tang is doing a retirement tour.
Are they?
Yeah. Sal went to the Garden and so
no more talking about killing Jersey. People.
Mm-hmm.
No, we're talking about, you know, dragon hose and stuff. Let's let's make it fun again. The way it used to be when you can't touch this. Or even like Wild Thing is about as naughty as I want it to be.
Yeah.
With Tone Loc.
Yeah, right. And Funky Comadina is about date rape drug, you know?
Yeah, like, you can't go back to that.
We can.
Maybe leave that one out.
He gets a pass because he was the fucking father of naughty fucking date rape
of 80s songs. Date rape songs. The godfather.
Look at this shit, man. Freddie.
I was not a Fresh Prince guy. I didn't watch the show.
I didn't watch the show either.
Okay, yeah. So I don't have any sort of love for it in that respect.
I had something that popped up. I forgot to tell you when I was in the hospital last week. I came across somebody that we went to high school with.
Oh, yeah?
Walked up to me, didn't recognize him at first. Came over to me with his hand extended. And while I'm in the hallway and I'm talking to we're checking in with the at the front desk. And so I'm just sitting there, and all of a sudden this guy extends his hand, and I assumed it was maybe somebody from Compliment or something that recognized me. So I was like, oh, hey, man. Hi, how are you? And he says something. I was like, holy shit. And then I knew who it was. And he said, he told me what he's doing now, what he's up to, and where he's working, and what a great job he has. And he asked me if I was still in Red Bank working. And I said, no, I don't work at the store anymore. And he goes, so what do you do now? And again, faced with – when I have to have a set
– I'm on welfare. Yeah. I got to go.
I'm here right
now. And and I have that long, like, dopey pause. Like, what do I – I'm a – yeah, I'm not working at the moment.
Oh no.
Yeah. I don't know why. Why do you think I'm so reluctant to just say what I'm up to? I just said, yeah, I'm just not doing it. He goes, so what are you up to? What do you do then? And I go, how much? I said, I go, my wife's sick. That's what I do.
I think it's because it's not.
It's such a douchebag thing to say.
Well, it's like, I'm a podcaster. It's like, well, how do you make money doing it? Because it demands further explanation. You can't just be like, I'm a podcaster. It's like, then you have to go into, you ever hear of Patreon? No. Okay, well, now I got to tell you what fucking Patreon is.
No, there, no one's going to question me. No one's going to dig any deeper. It's like, oh, so you make money at that? No one's going to. They're just going to be like, oh, cool. What's the name of it?
Right.
And then I don't want them even listening to it, though. You know, it's like the other day my mom said something. We were going somewhere and we asked her to watch – I almost called him Chucky. Teddy. We were to watch Teddy and we said we were going and she's like, oh, are you going to talk about it on the podcast? And she's never mentioned it before. And I just visibly just like my whole body clenched.
Wow.
I don't want anybody.
You are a podcaster, aren't you, son? Still with your back to her.
It was like she caught me like.
Like with the bathroom door open or something.
Oh! I can explain.
Yeah. It shrinks as you get older. You know that.
Yeah, why? I don't know why, but it's such a major hang. I have to have a pat answer, though.
Yeah.
Should I just say I'm retired?
Yeah. Why not?
Say you're retired.
Just retired, yeah. Okay. That's what I got. From working at a comic book store? Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah, that's the easiest because then you don't have to be like, well, I'm a carpenter. Oh, really? What have you been working on lately? It's like, oh, shit. Now I'm caught.
Yeah. I don't know why, but it just gives me the heebie-jeebies, though, to even talk about it.
Yeah.
Just to people I haven't seen in 30 years and to my mom. Yeah.
My mother always says good luck. Like if I'm like, okay, I got to go do the show or whatever. She's like, good luck. She always wishes me luck for some reason.
Mm.
Do you think you need luck?
Sometimes good luck making it to an hour. You don't do anything, son.
Not yet.
You fucking piece of shit. 56 minutes. We're limping.
No ads?
No ads today.
I had to take off.
Yeah.
Go do my podcast, Mom.
Take off from what? Yeah.
Walt told me you've been using this taken off expression lately.
What do you got coming up, kid?
Got four more weeks, brother.
Really? That's it?
Of working on the season, and then...
How long's your break, then?
Well, we don't have a deal for more seasons yet. So we have to contractually have 6 months between seasons. But I don't know. I don't know. Like, they've only just started the conversations. Because once again, fucking Discovery got split off by Warner Brothers and everybody got fired and there's fucking all new people to network that we've never met before. And those are the people we're dealing with now. And so it's just, I'm just like, just tell me when there's something I need to know. I'm staying.
Do you make an effort to be extra nice to those new people that come in?
Well, I make an effort to be nice to everybody.
Well, I don't
mean
it that way, but I mean, like, do you go like overboard where you like send like,
I don't even talk to them. The last two turnovers, I've only met like two people from the network the entire time, and I was nice to them because they were nice, but I have no idea.
But you don't go out of your way to like, you don't bend them.
Well, they're all in LA, so it's like,
like Walt used to, comic book man. People were like, he's on the show. like the execs would come down, everybody would be like, hey, Marco, how you doing, buddy? You know, blah, blah, yeah. blah. And Walt's over in the corner, like,
he's talented.
I don't want to talk to him.
Fucking do anything.
I don't
want
to talk to him.
It's fucking talent.
Yeah, that's why I keep that old fucking. That you know, that mysterious allure,
that mystique.
Yeah, you're in your zone. You're on set. You're in your zone. They can't be coming over fucking bothering you while you're trying to work.
Yeah, it's like I'm a fucking artist.
Yeah. He showed up. That's how he was bothering him. He showed up on
what
set.
What should I do though? Should I be like Brian Johnson, fucking like, you know, trying to make a million jokes in one second, trying to impress the fucking.
Hey Marco, it's me, Brian Johnson. He's the one that I got into a fight with about the Wire shirt and stuff. He was the guy that wouldn't let me wear my Wire shirt. Yeah, I ran into butted heads with Marco a couple times.
Who won the fight?
We both did. He wouldn't let me wear it like regularly, but I was allowed to wear it when we went down to Baltimore, since that's where the show takes place. So, right, so I thought that was a good concession. Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, but we'll see. But ratings are fucking great. This is the best ratings we've had in two seasons.
So
that's when the phone started ringing again. When the ratings started coming in, they were like, how the fuck is this show gaining in ratings after all these years? And I'm like, I don't know the answer to anything anymore. So we'll see. But anybody who's in the audience that has that Nielsen box, thank you. Mm. I mean, it's really fucking shocking.
The only complaints I ever see about the show on Reddit has nothing to do with you guys. It has to do with like, where's this episode? Like,
nobody
they take episodes
knows.
Down. Yeah,
nobody
knows.
Fucking knows. It's all on HBO Max now.
Yeah.
And even that, like, we're in the top 10 shows on HBO Max. So it's
really?
Like, yeah. So they, but when it comes to negotiations, they're like, it doesn't fucking mean anything. Nobody cares about streaming numbers. And then the second negotiations are over, they're like, holy shit, you guys are in the top 10. That's fucking amazing. Blah, 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 blah. It's all just a fucking scam, bullshit scam. Yeah. I mean, yeah. If I end up not doing it anymore, it's going to be because I just don't want to deal with this shit anymore.
Speaking of HBO Max, I started watching on HBO Max Friends.
Oh, you started watching
from
Friends?
The beginning, yeah.
Oof.
You told me you were going to do it.
What was that? What was that?
Oof.
Oof.
I'm saying, I don't see.
I really find it charming.
Yeah.
And it makes me long for, like, I have all these friends now. And none of them are like the friends on the TV show, though. None of them.
You want friends like that?
I want friends like that.
Which one?
Like, well, I want a Chandler.
A Chandler.
I want a Ross.
Yeah.
You know, I don't have any Chandlers or Rosses in my life.
You have a Reed Richards over there.
There's nobody that acts like him on fucking Friends.
The one where they had to call the police.
The one that ate fucking rancid fucking salami. I can't believe you don't like it. It was like one of the greatest historic shows in the 90s.
Dude, I don't like to, you know, I don't want to shit on anything that people enjoy really, but like I remember when it first started. I was working at Blockbuster Video.
Yeah.
And the fucking amount of Friends merchandise we had to deal with. I was like, I'm looking at these six fucking morons all goddamn day. I couldn't take it. And like, and then anytime they would show the clips.
Hey, you're talking to a guy who worked at Jay and Silent Bob's.
Yeah, I know. You retired, though. Oh, they would show the clips on the TV in Blockbuster, and it would be like the same corny five jokes and over and over again. And then I'd have to sell a friend's calendar, and I'd be like, get the fuck. I don't.
So that was a different BQ, though. That was a BQ I'm glad I never met.
Yeah.
I was so jaded and so fucking sour.
Oh, you met him.
Yeah, you knew him.
That you can't enjoy the I don't want to say it's innocence,
because
it's not. It's still kind of little body of a innocent Friends joke of the 90s, where it's not so – it's not heavy at all. It's just like eating like a gummy bear.
I'm not hating on it.
You can't fill up on gummy bears.
Dude, it was also that era where I never watched Seinfeld until like 5 years ago. Like it was just that
Friends
era
is better.
Where I was
He's looking for it this week.
Well, having not seen Friends, I can't argue with you, I guess.
I've seen both.
Yeah, and Friends, you like Friends better. What do you like Friends better over Seinfeld?
I love the characters. Like, they're not too heavy. They're not as quirky as like some of the characters on Seinfeld.
So you don't want like a Kramer or a Jerry or a Elaine or a George's Friends?
And they're better actors too, I think, than the Seinfeld cast, especially Jerry.
That's that. Maybe I could give you Jerry, I guess, but like
I know George
fucking
is great.
I
mean, she's good too, Louise Dreyfus.
Yeah, I don't know.
You know what? There's room for both. There's room for Friends. Sure, it doesn't have to be either or.
I'm not saying it does.
Well, they were the two '90s titans, right?
Yeah.
And anything I've seen that cast in other things, they've been great. Like what's his name on Curb was fucking awesome.
David Schwimmer.
Schwimmer was
very good.
So
yeah, he was very
good on that, and he was good in Band of Brothers. Like. So I don't have any hate in my heart for Friends. I just never watched it.
Well,
I like them all separately, I think.
Yeah?
I think I like them all separately, but together, yeah, I just can't get
into
that
about
show.
It.
Yeah.
Well, they meet at a coffee house every episode. That's their
Central Perk.
Yes. And they come in and their conversations are so witty and engaging. And when I come into the office, I want that kind of witty and engaging combos. I don't get them.
No.
You know, I don't get that. I think that's maybe why I long for a Ross or a.
Why don't you give them the subjects ahead of time? Like, and I'm going to come in tomorrow. We'll meet at the table like we do every morning.
And then you surround yourself with like Toms and Jimmy the Hair guys, and like none of these guys would ever show up on Friends. And
you know who's the most friends like friend I have?
Frank Five?
Johnny the Law, man.
Oh, Johnny Law.
He would fit – and nobody in my life fits on a cast of Friends.
Johnny Law would.
Johnny Law would.
He would be banging Rachel for like half a season.
He would fit right in, and you know that's why I wish that he lived in New Jersey rather than Boston.
Yeah. You're right. You're fucking right. Wow, there's no one else we got?
Nobody.
Fuck. But we have a lot of Seinfelds.
A lot of George Costanzas.
A lot of Costanzas around here. A lot of Kramers, too.
Yeah.
Wow.
All
right. Yeah, I think you're right about Johnny Law. I'm straining to think of people in town.
Could Ming be like a neighbor, like the downstairs neighbor who's like a little wacky,
he would be
but ultimately friendly? And
he would be the guy they talk about behind his back, though.
Right.
Like they think he's stealing their Amazon packages or something.
No, Ming.
You don't know. He lives alone.
He would creep all those three girls out badly.
I didn't think about that.
The whole episode would be like trying to avoid Ming.
Yeah. They're like, he's not gay enough to be a platonic friend, but he's too gay.
I don't know, man. I saw him at Taste Funny. And nobody's running from Ming, man. That guy's a superstar wherever he goes.
You're sure.
It's a maverick.
He's the maverick.
He's the maverick. That's for
sure. So is there an episode of Friends that you suggest?
I'm only on season one.
Okay. If you find one that you're like, this is the one that Brian should watch.
This is the one that Brian, I'm talking about you.
I will. Yes. Okay. I will give it my.
You refer to yourself when you talk about yourself. You call yourself Brian? Should I call you Brian? I've never called you Brian.
I get called out. It doesn't matter to me. Yeah. Q.
Q. I like Q.
But if you find that one.
Yes, I know
like,
the one.
Yeah. And I'll watch it with an open heart.
Here it is.
Yeah.
I know it already.
From season one. You're not even giving them time to cook.
It's what made me do the deep dive.
Okay.
There's the episode where they stumble upon a tape from their high school prom.
Okay.
And the dude who wants to get with it, the real hot one.
Jennifer Aniston?
Yeah, the one that wants to
– Rachel?
Yeah, Rachel.
Okay.
He is her boyfriend stands her up for the prom. So his dad tells him to go upstairs, get your suit on, and you can swoop in and take her to the prom. And it is both heartbreaking and funny. As okay. Like before he gets downstairs, he's hurrying up and getting ready. The boyfriend shows up and they walk out together. He's just standing there as his father's videotaping. Oh. And it's fucking heartbreaking, but also like really well written.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. I'll watch it.
It wraps your heart out, but then makes you laugh about it though.
Right.
Yeah.
It was well done. His expressions
Holy shit,
were
is that
good.
It? Stuff. Who's playing the dad?
Yep.
Elliot Gould. Nice casting.
Can you imagine being one of the people? I mean, maybe it wouldn't have been the same show. Who knows? But like, there are people who turn down Friends.
What do you mean?
You know, like actors and actresses who probably got these scripts and were like, "I don't want to be on this show."
I mean,
you know, like, it has to have happened.
Were any of these six actors anybody at time before
I don't
this
think
show?
So. No. Jennifer Aniston well, was in Leprechaun.
Bruce Springsteen video,
yeah.
Right?
There's a famous photo of them on a private jet to Vegas, I think. Just before the season premiered and the network got them the private jet or something and said, enjoy the last time you'll ever be able to go to Vegas without being bothered. And it's like, you see, they look like children on the plane.
Oh man.
And that's when networks did cool shit like that. Yeah, there it is.
First day on the set, last day on the
set. That's them like flying to Vegas or something. Before
Lisa Kudrow is definitely in a, undervalued comedian.
She has
some shows
funny.
That are so fucking good.
Yeah.
So why won't you do the Friends dive then?
I can't do it. It's just like them together.
I thought so too. I thought it was too pretentious and douchery. But I found myself being like, it really makes you
It feels like submitting and buying a pair of Crocs.
At the end of the day though. It's great. Like you turn off your brain and you watch some vapid television.
I've been doing that with Three's Company lately. It's the same fucking show every single time. Yeah, it's crazy.
Great show. Every episode is a show. I've been rewatching Ash vs. Evil Dead lately.
Oh, that's a great show, too.
I fucking love that show so goddamn much.
Why they cancel that?
Who fucking knows? Because everybody's an asshole.
Yeah.
That's why. It ended so quick. It did end on a cool cliffhanger that also serves as like a nice send-off for the character, so it's fine, but I wish they had made more.
Can't say Tom Steve Dave on that.
I fucking love Bruce Campbell.
Tom Steve Dave.